And now, from the nation's capital, I'm just making that part up. I think CJ's going to cut us some liners, isn't she?
Yeah, I was going to cut the liners, I thought.
Yes, cut anyway.
You don't get to cut any liners, Margaret, I'm sorry.
Excuse me, why not?
Can I open the show? Would that be okay? It's world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and welcome. We're here every night till 10 o'clock on the West Coast, 1 a.m. on the East Coast, news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what to talk about. We're a world apart, man. There's radio, and then there are us. And we're happy to be with you. I just was in Washington, D.C., where all this drama is taking place right now. We have Larry Grover on the line with us from Conservatives of Kern County. Larry was just with us last Thursday night. But when it comes to this kind of hardball politics, we do want to get Larry's opinion, and we are going to get that here forthwith. We also would like to tell you that we're online at philhenryshow.com, philhenryshow.com, which is where you can go to get a backstage pass and watch our show as it is taking place right now. We have a video cast of our show happening. Check it out, you know, look at it, scratch your whatever you scratch. And
but scratch it or not.
Shut your mouth.
You shut up, bud.
What'd he say?
Never mind what he said. If you're going to say scratch something, man, your chin.
But I said that.
I just got done.
Shut him up.
Larry, how are you? Welcome to the program.
I'm doing very well, Phil.
You are doing well, huh?
Well, I think that the... yes, I am doing well. I think that the Congress is making a statement here. The conservative movement in Congress that is attempting to remind the other lawmakers of this country of their duty to the American people. I feel very good tonight. I think it is a wonderful moment for lawmakers of conscience in this country.
Now, you are opposed to... By the way, I just saw a very interesting statistic. It said that the Affordable Care Act, 37% of the American people opposed that. I think it was 37%. The Obamacare, 46%.
I guess what you're saying there is that when you attach the president's name to it, there is a particular amount of acrimony, and that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, but I mean, the actual bill itself, it sounds either like people are not as they're not as opposed to the idea of health care as they are just opposed to the idea of Barack Obama. You know.
Well, I don't know. Who knows how the question was asked. I can tell you that there is a very strong movement in this country, obviously opposed to this very destructive act, forcing the American people to buy insurance, and there are those that are voting against it. I think that the Congress is doing what they can do, but I have been a very strong conservative my entire life. My father passed this on to me. My family has been conservative, and there are times when you have to take a stand. To that end, I do not have health insurance. My mother has Medicare, but in order for me to be a conservative, I think in the truest sense of the word, that is not even something that I would want her to have necessarily.
Well, does she have insurance or doesn't she?
She has insurance. What I don't like is the idea that you've got to get insurance, that you're forced to buy insurance. And so to make that statement, we are not going to engage in any purchasing of Obamacare or going to insurance.gov or whatever this thing was. Obama was already trying to hype it. And we are going to either have insurance that we can afford and purchase it ourselves, or get it through our work, or we will not have insurance.
All right. So what are you saying? Are you saying that you give it up on your mother's Medicare, or your
my mother has basic prescription coverage, and I think she's got some hospital. But I am going to do what I can to strip that coverage away. So I want to see what our options are.
What does your mother think of this?
My mother is right now. What I want to tell you is that this is a very, very important step that we're taking as a family, not to be told that we have to buy insurance, And
well, Medicare, Medicaid, whatever you want to call it, that is something that is an optional coverage, is it not?
It's not, yes, it is optional, but it's not. It's almost to the point now where every senior expects to have it. They expect that they should have it, and it's a given that you're going to have this coverage. On top of that, with this new Obamacare, you've got another layer, if you will. So I am.
Is that how that works? I mean, I don't think it works quite that way. I think it's not a layer so much as it augments. If you have Medicare and you have Medicaid, or you have anything like that, then the Obamacare, the Affordable Health Care Act, can augment or can be in addition to. I don't think it's like one layer of, for instance, hospital coverage on top of the other.
Well, you see, that's the thing that whether it is or whether it isn't, the whole idea of all of a sudden here comes this government infrastructure that's telling us here's what you're going to do, even if you don't have to do it, it's expected. And I said to Mother, and I had a very long conversation with her last night about this, I said, this is an ideological a battle that if we lose this, it's going to change the course, the very heretofore successful course of this country. And I said to her that to see our country succeed, we all have to, you know, as the man said in that movie, you're talking about Full Metal Jacket, Phil, it's a big you-know-what sandwich and we all got to take a bite.
All right, well, what does that mean in terms of your mom? You're talking about health care coverage.
I'm saying that, if you're... I love my mother dearly. I love my mother dearly. But I would rather see her die. And this is a very difficult thing for me to say. And I think anybody that truly opposes the Affordable Care Act, if you will, or Obamacare, is going to have to answer this. I'd rather see her die than see her forced to purchase insurance by a government that is looking to slowly but surely move into the socialization of the country. And
you'd rather see her die. Now that's a very interesting concept. That's an interesting concept to say that you would rather see a member of your family die than to have health care that was mandated by the government. If you made the decision to buy it, why don't you do that?
Because we cannot afford it. I can't afford that kind of coverage right now.
All right, so you can't afford it. So right now there is a affordable option starting tomorrow that you will not choose because it is...
I will not choose that because I don't believe in the increasing, encroaching socialization of this government and this country. I don't believe in forcing the American people at the point of a gun to purchase health care. It boggles the imagination that got so far as to this.
So you'd rather see your mother die from whatever disease than have this?
Well, why would I? It's like saying, Phil, would you like to be alive even though it's the communist state? Do you want to live in a communist state? What is your answer to that?
No, I don't want to live in a communist state.
All right, so would you live or would you die?
What does that mean exactly?
What it means is, if the communists took over, wouldn't you fight it with all of your might?
Well, I would try in my own way to fight it. Yeah, I'm not exactly I wouldn't call myself a guerrilla warrior. Picking up a weapon.
No, I understand that. But would you not resist in any way that you could?
Of course I would. But that doesn't mean I'm going to die. It doesn't mean I'm going to try to go out. And it doesn't mean, the commies have taken over. I'm going to go out and shoot myself.
No, I'm not saying that, but wouldn't you resist even if it meant your life?
Probably I would, yes. I think that I probably would.
All right, well, that's what I'm saying to my mother. I'm saying, Mother, I love you. And no one can ever say that I don't love her or my entire family, my father. But if she's got to die so that this affordable, so-called Affordable Care Act does not see the light of day, then she's got to go down. And I don't mean that, Phil, in any sense that it's a hostile act that I want to take her life, but...
What about you, okay?
What about me?
Are you willing to die if it means not having Obamacare? Are you willing to die?
I'm not going to die. I'm a good deal younger than Mother. She's an elderly woman.
No, but I mean, would you be willing to give your life so that there wouldn't be Obamacare?
But no, this is different. It's not having to fight... I'm saying to Mother, if you have a cancerous tumor, if you are in need of a blood transfusion, but you're getting it by way of the Obama Affordable Care Act, don't you feel it's better that you just go ahead and allow that disease to do what it's going to do rather than introduce and continue the socialization of America?
And what did she say?
Well, the question, it's not so much what she said, but that's the question that I want everyone to...
Well, what is your mother there?
My mother is here.
Hi, Bill. It's Gloria. Larry wants me to stop using Medicare, and you know that that's a part of my daily ablutions.
It's not an ablution, Mother. An ablution is a cleansing. It's a cleansing.
Well, then what I'm saying, so what, Larry? Where did you learn that?
It's a religious, to perform an ablution is to cleanse an area. It's to cleanse it with a hand towel.
Yeah.
So what are we talking about here?
What we're talking about, Phil, is that Larry said to me that I wasn't allowed to have insurance.
No, I didn't, Mother.
Hold on, Larry. I wasn't allowed to have insurance if it's Obama insurance.
I have it.
But the ablution...
I told you.
Yeah, how about that, Phil? An ablution is something that you cleanse with a towel.
Phil, you know, Mother's making it sound as if I want her to die tomorrow. I don't want Mother to die. I don't want Mother to die. But if it means a choice between death and an Obama health care plan that I've been forced to pick up, then I would rather, and you asked me what about me, right?
Yeah, but see, you're talking about your mother, and you'd like her to die.
I do not want my mother to die.
No, but I'm saying you would be willing to see her die if it was to advance the cause of no Obamacare.
Yes, sir.
All right, what about you?
What about me?
Are you willing to not have Obamacare and to die?
Phil, I'm a good deal younger than Mother. I plan on getting married. It's very interesting how you've taken this from being a philosophical discussion, and you're trying to put egg on my to have egg drip from the chin on my face.
No, I'm not. I'm asking you. Are you willing to die from a cancerous disease? If it means not having Obamacare.
That's a different story entirely, because I'm planning on being married, I'm planning on having children, I'm planning on having a life after I am able to move out of here, but come on your program.
This is Gloria Shell.
Why do you keep picking up the...
Hold on, Phil, this is Gloria. Larry asked me before he went on the air, he said, if you have egg on your face, how do you suppose it got there? I said, Larry, I don't know what you mean.
Oh, Mother, would you please have common decency?
Larry, let her talk, will you?
I said, how would you put egg that drips off someone's face? I said, Larry, what do you mean? He said, well, what about in a squirt gun? Because I'm trying to make the point. How did egg get on the face?
When they say that I've got egg on my face, well, how did it get there? Did you get an egg thrown at you? Well, no.
A squirt gun?
I'm trying to... the most humiliating way.
And so, Phil...
All right, hold on for a minute. We're going to be right back on the Phil Hendry Show and talk to Larry Grover and his mother, Gloria, about Obamacare, or, if you will, the Affordable Care Act. Apparently, they're two different things. Not really, but if you ask people, what do you think of Obamacare, 46% don't like it. If you ask people, what do you think of the Affordable Care Act, 37% don't like that one. So that's, you know... All right, we're going to be back here with Larry Grover and his mother, and Gloria Grover is with us as well. Always good to talk with her. We're talking about Obamacare and just exactly what is in the future. What's in the cards, baby, as the night progresses here and the looming government shutdown is, well, it's looming. It's looming, and it's lurking, and
It's definitely creeping.
Yeah, it's creepy crawling. It's creepy crawling, yeah. The government shutdown is creepy crawling your house, man. We'll see what happens, okay? Our number here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show is 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. Would you, go ahead and just allow yourself to die from a cancerous tumor, maybe a raging brain tumor, rather than buy Obamacare? And it's kind of a silly question, but that's the question being asked in the Grover household this evening. World famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. Hey, welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Nice to be with you here this evening, and took a little trip back east on Friday. I was with a friend who's having some surgery, and so I was in our nation's capital on Friday, and it's very funny how, you know, it's Larry Grover is joining us as well from Conservatives of Kern County. Larry is on the line with us from Culver City, California this evening, and has decidedly a very strong opinion on Obamacare. You are right there with the House, I guess the House Conservative Caucus or the Tea Party Caucus. You're right there with those guys in holding the line on insisting on a one-year delay on this, as well as getting rid of this this tax on medical devices. Correct, Larry?
Yeah, as I said to you, Phil, we are 100% in, 100% in the corner with these House, the House Republicans. Now, the House Senate is, the Senate, the senator, or there's more than one senator, but I'm thinking of Senator Cruz, who was, I think he's a courageous man to have made the statement that he didn't want to have this Obamacare, and he got up and he did what he did, okay? So it wasn't a real filibuster. Maybe it was just a long speech. Say what you will. Ted Cruz did what he did. The thing that bothers me a little bit about Cruz is now he's making the rounds of the talk shows. And there's nothing wrong with making the rounds of the talk shows, except he looks very happy and satisfied. He's got a half smile on his face. He's looking like he's enjoying the limelight. I don't think he remembers that what he was fighting for here is the American people and the fact that we don't want them to be taxed into the annihilation, into extinction. And there he is smiling and, you know, almost like a TV star.
What about that don't you like?
My mother here.
Larry, he doesn't like that Ted Cruz is now some kind of a media star, and he likes that Ted Cruz was obviously, you know, very feeling strongly, and now he's on television, and he thinks, well, I don't want to think.
And it doesn't smell.
He thinks that it doesn't smell, however you want to put it.
All right, so Ted Cruz is enjoying himself too much?
Yeah, that's very healthy.
When you pull the phone away from my hand like that, it's very rude, Larry.
Sorry, Mother. You know, we argue on the phone.
I swear to God.
Mother, I think that Ted Cruz he looks like he's enjoying himself too much. He looks like he thinks that this is a big party. I think Ted Cruz did a great thing. But then to sit there on television for 3, 4, 5 straight days after the fact and is acting like, oh, look at me, I'm Ted Cruz, I'm a star, I think that's wrong. I think that all of a sudden he went from sacrificing maybe his career to make this point, and now he is sitting there in front of the TV cameras acting like he's a big shot.
I don't see him acting like a big shot. He's taking advantage of...
Phil, allow me, because I think I know the issue a little bit better than you. He acts like I can just tell that he thinks he's good-looking. It's hard to put into words, but I can tell by looking at him, and he's not a handsome man. I heard more women say that they thought he was quite hard on the eyes. But now that he has gotten all this love, he thinks he's handsome, and it's hard to say.
So what is the problem that you have with him? This is beside the point, isn't it?
No, I don't think it's beside. You got a guy that's a Tea Party, a strong, very, very strong Tea Party guy, and now he thinks that he is going to go to bed with one of these anchors that's interviewing him. That's what I'm worried about. And
where did you go from Ted Cruz giving a speech to now he thinks he's going to bed with an anchor?
Well, I'm just telling you that this is the lure, okay?
All right, so I suppose that in its way, the lure of the television camera and the Klieg lights and the entire platform the TV affords one, it can be quite seductive. Is that... really what you're saying?
Well, and when it comes to a guy who is an ideologically, at least was ideologically one of the beacons of light, one of the beacons of hope in this fight, somebody that I would look to and say, we've got young men like Ted Cruz, we've got young men like this kid Chavez from Utah, we've got young men like Rubio, we've got young men like, not young men, but women like Michelle Bachmann. And then when I see Cruz, he's playing to the female anchors. You can see that he's trying to hit on them. I don't think it speaks well for him.
All right. Well, maybe Ted Cruz is going to be replaced by the Senate leadership when it comes to some of these interviews.
Well, I think it's beyond him. I think they're requesting him. And
well, maybe they'll say something to him.
I don't know what they could say, you know.
Well, they'll tell him to tone it down a little bit. I mean, I don't see any of this stuff you're talking about that he thinks he's going to bed with TV anchors. But if that's happening, I'm sure, and it's distracting from what the goal here is, then I'm sure someone's going to say something. We're talking to Larry Grover here from Conservatives of Kern County about the... We're talking about, you know, this government shutdown thing is really beside the point. The government shutdown is the government shutdown, but it's the whole reason for this is the result of the a portion of the Republican Party in the House opposed to the Obama Affordable Care Act, or if you will, Obamacare, and how they simply... Now, I've heard it said that this is a war that was fought that...
It's not a war that was fought.
Well, hold on. That this was a bill that was voted on. It was passed by both houses. It was signed by the president. It passed muster with the Supreme Court of the United States of America when the constitutionality of it was challenged. And it's now law. And these guys in the House of Representatives, these Republicans, are doing what exactly?
They're making a stand. They're standing up for what's right. They're I believe they, if they stick together and they hang tough, that they can actually, I think, force the president to delay the Affordable Health Care Act. It doesn't make any difference to me, because at the end of the day, I will not purchase any health insurance, and I don't have health insurance. I have none.
And on top of that, you're not only going to not buy it for yourself, you won't have your mother purchase any, you won't have your mother covered at all. In fact, you want to roll back. So you're putting lives on the line in your own family.
I am saying that I am not putting lives on the line. I don't believe that I am. Hold on, mother. You'll get your chance.
I'd like to hear from her.
Go ahead.
Phil, Larry said that in order for us to support the holding the line on spending in this country, that what we need to do is to sacrifice, and he feels that sacrificing in our family. What I don't appreciate, Larry, is that I'm the one that will die.
You're not going to die, Mother.
Well, Larry, you said that you're not going to be the guy that's going to forego Obamacare. You're not going to be the guy that's going to forego insurance, even if it is Obamacare. It's your mother.
It's me, and I'm the one that will die. I'm the one.
Have a tumor, Mother. But if you die, it's very difficult to get people to understand this, Phil.
What happened to this death panel thing? I thought Obama was the guy that was killing old people.
You know, that is a very, very... that is very wrong of what you just said there is very, very wrong. For you to say something like that?
Well, I thought that that's what Obama was doing. You got your mother that you're willing to sacrifice to the gods of the Tea Party, so...
No, it's not the gods. Try not to be silly, okay?
Well, you're saying to your mother she doesn't have... You don't want her buying health insurance.
No, mother is not going to get Obamacare.
Even if it kills her.
What do you mean kills her?
If she's got a disease or something, man, and she needs insurance...
You want me to run an insurance company out of business so that they can insure mother with a pre-existing condition? I'm just asking, okay? I'm not saying I'm opposed to it. I'm not saying... Is that what you're asking?
Run them out of business? You're not going to be running them out of business. They aren't going to have the kind of profit margin maybe that they did have. You're not running anybody out of business. You're going to be getting your mother insurance, man. That's what you're going to be getting. All right, let's take a break here on the Phil Hendry Show. It's a bizarre discussion, and it's going to get even bizarrer over.
What is he talking about? trying to say? Is he trying to say he's going to kill his mother?
No, he's not going to kill his mother. He just doesn't want her to have Obamacare. And if it means killing her, yes.
Well, then he wants to kill her.
No, he just says that if it... No! We'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 855-500-7445. We've got football to talk about tonight as well with Ted Bell and Steve Bozell. And we also have our Book of the Month Club, well, maybe Book of the Day Club, coming up. Phil Hendry Show. Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. Larry Grover joins us from Conservatives of Kern County talking about this Obamacare, government shutdown, everything else. Now, I know you're a conservative, Larry, and we're going to get Jack Armstrong on here in just a moment, somebody that I know you don't particularly relish debating.
No, I got nothing against Jack. I just, he calls himself an American. He's got what sounds like a Hispanic accent. He is very, I think he's he monopolizes the conversation.
All right, but getting back to your point of view here on Obamacare and the Affordable Care Act, that you're willing to let your mother die.
No, I'm not willing to let my mother die. I'm saying, you know...
That's exactly what you're saying. You're willing to let her die rather than buy Obamacare. Is that right?
No, but Obama's the guy that's... You made the point, the death panels. All right?
What? I don't know what you mean by death panels, but I'm...
I'm telling you that they're going to decide on who gets coverage.
Well, that's exactly what you're doing with your mother. You don't want her to have Obamacare so she doesn't get coverage and she could die.
You know, you're very cute the way that you make stuff sound that I didn't mean for it to sound that way. And this is what you people in talk radio do. And the liberal media, I got to tell you, is out of control, you know.
The liberal media, you know, if there's a liberal talk show host out there, if there's one to every four conservative hosts, man, that's liberal, you know.
What's liberal?
The estimate. Look, here's the point.
Now, the liberal media, you make stuff sound the way that it isn't supposed to. I said that my mother... who I love and who was the inheritor of my father's estate, we cannot at present afford health care for the two of us. I'm not going to get health care, even if it means that
If you're an emergency and if you have an emergency, you go to the hospital and you don't have health insurance, you don't mind getting cared for at that hospital, right?
If you're going to say that I'm going to have taxpayers pay for me...
Well, that's what I'm asking. Are you willing to accept the charity, which ultimately is the charity of the taxpayers? Are you willing to accept that, Larry, in order for you not to have Obamacare?
You see...
Well, are you?
Phil, this is Gloria.
Mother, I'm on the phone right now. I told you, Mother.
Phil, this is...
Get off the phone.
You just called me a bitch.
No, I did not.
Me a whore.
No, I did not call her. I did not call her a whore. I said to get off the phone.
Call me a whore.
Mother, I did not call her a whore. I said get off the phone. Don't whore the phone is what I said.
Well, you know, you can say whatever you want.
I didn't say that, Mother. I said don't whore the phone. That's different from calling you a whore. All right?
What does that mean, don't whore the phone?
Don't hog it.
That doesn't mean don't hog it. Don't whore the phone.
I have the phone now. Now, you can't get the phone from me. The comment that I made was simply this. As a conservative fan, I'm willing to challenge anyone out there that calls themselves a conservative not to get Obamacare, even if it means you die. Or if it means that you do not tap into the taxpayer so that you and your family can get paid... I don't know anybody. Most of the people I know can afford it.
All right, most of the people you know can afford it, but some people can't. Isn't that true?
I don't know that I want to be talked to like...
Isn't that true?
Yes, that's true.
Okay, so do you want those guys to go to a hospital and get free medical aid or free medical service, or do you advise them just to simply stay at home and bleed to death or whatever?
What do you mean bleed to death?
All right, let me ask you, I'll give you an example of a guy that I just read about here not too long ago. He had an extremely serious injury. He severed, like, his hand. He's bleeding. He's bleeding. The guy needs to go to the hospital. He needs to get a blood transfusion. He needs to have this this wound treated. He needs to, if possible, have this hand reattached. I mean, there's all kinds of surgery. There's all kinds of stuff that's going to be involved. This guy didn't have any insurance at all, but he went ahead because, obviously, he doesn't want to die, you know? Are you telling me that you'd lay there and bleed to death?
This guy had no... What was his political persuasion?
I don't know what his political persuasion was, but if that was you, okay...
That was me.
And you're bleeding to death. You're telling me, don't take me to the hospital because I don't want the American taxpayer to pay for this. I want to bleed to death.
Look, Phil, you've got all these Mexicans.
Forget about the Mexicans. I'm asking you, okay?
Phil, Larry, you're just a Mexican.
Okay.
What did you do?
Nothing. I took the phone away from her. That's all I did.
You almost hit me.
I did not hit you, though, did I?
Okay, look, Mr. Grover, I'm hanging the phone up here. Once again, I have to threaten to hang the phone up on you because I'm hearing you engaged in some kind of unacceptable behavior.
Well, that sounds like I'm sexually assaulting my own mother.
I didn't say that. It sounded like you hit her or something.
That's what she wishes. All I'm saying is that the only assault that I've... And it's not even assault. I don't want her getting this Obamacare. And if it means she dies, she dies. All right, there. Is that plain enough?
Yeah, that's plain enough. At least you are sticking to your guns.
That's exactly right.
Larry, tell Phil, if that was you that had the severed penis...
Oh, man, she's really...
The what?
Phil, Larry was talking about Lorena Bobbitt severing John Bobbitt's penis, and I...
May I have the phone, please?
And what?
And I said, would you call the emergency?
Would you?
If it was my penis, yes. Of course I would. That's a whole different ball of wax. That's a whole different thing. There's no way that you allow a woman to cut your penis off while you're sleeping and not want to go to the hospital and have it reattached, even if you don't have insurance.
All right, so in other words, there's a hierarchy of injuries that you would consider going to the hospital for, even without insurance.
Of course.
All right, and that puts you in the category of those Mexicans that you like to talk about that have no insurance.
No. That would be a one-time and one-time-only deal. Okay?
What if she cut it off again?
If she cut it off again?
What? Who is this woman that's cutting your penis off?
Wouldn't you like to know? It's probably my ex-wife, Marcy, for all I know. What are you talking about, Tother?
Why don't you go to the hospital?
How many times would you go to the hospital with a severed penis as opposed to any other injury? How many times would you accept Obamacare if you had a severed penis?
You know, this is the most asinine discussion that I've ever had in my life.
All right, it may be asinine, but it goes right to the heart of this discussion, this argument. What kind of medical service will you accept even if it means you don't have health insurance?
Well, you know, then I've got to go out and get health insurance.
There you go, baby. You got to go out and get health insurance. Now, why not, if you got to go out and get health insurance, why not get some of that Obamacare?
Larry doesn't want to talk about this anymore because you're beating him in the argument.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is. You're beating him in the argument, and you don't...
Call her back and make sure she's okay.
Oh, my God. I just heard the phone go dead.
Yeah, why went dead if I'm going to call him up?
Call her up. I want to find out. All right, 855-500-7445, Phil Henry Show, Larry Grover and his mother on the phone there. Okay, are you there, Gloria?
That's all right. You grabbed the phone from...
I don't like the things she said.
I'm saying them, Larry. You may not like what I say, but I'm saying them. And I had said to him, you don't want medical insurance and you don't want Obamacare. What if Marcy severed your penis in the middle of the...
Ridiculous thing.
It's not ridiculous if you think of it in terms of needed medical care. You say that you'll sit and bleed to death if somebody's cut your arm off, but, I'm telling you, Larry. So let's get Jack Armstrong on here.
No, you're not going to get Armstrong on here now that you've got me on the defensive and you're putting that guy on the air. I find that to be very, very unfair, Bill.
Well, he's been booked, so what do you want me to do? Jack Armstrong on the phone with us here on the Phil Henry Show from Minneapolis, and always good to have you on the line. Jack, how are you?
Well, I'm doing good, Phil, and Larry, I was just to say to you, I hope you never meet a woman who's going to sever your penis.
Well, you know, you want to make a joke about that, Jack, but here is the problem with the Obamacare.
No. I think what the problem with Obamacare is simply this, that you and people like you in the Tea Party and on the right-wing side of the political equation, you want to have your cake and eat it, too. You don't want to have no health care that is mandated, but, you know, if someone cuts your penis off, you need to have the doctor there to sew it back on, don't you? And what if that doctor is an Obamacare doctor?
You know, again, this is a ridiculous argument. It's not going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen. It already happened to one guy.
You're talking about Larry Bobbitt?
Larry Bobbitt? I thought his name was John Wayne Bobbitt.
John Wayne Bobbitt.
Yeah, that's right. I'm sorry. John Wayne Bobbitt. John Wayne Bobbitt. What kind of insurance did he have? This is not a discussion that I feel like having. I mean, all I'm trying to say to you is that there is a time and a place.
Well, you know, Larry he's dead meat. And the reason why he's dead meat is...
I'm not dead meat.
No, the reason why he's dead meat is because the logic of the argument of insurance, finally, it falls on the ears of a man who can no longer hide from the truth. And the truth is that if you need medical care, you need to have the medical insurance, then you're going to get it, regardless of whether or not it's Obamacare, regardless of whether or not it's mandated. And Larry, now, tomorrow, you will be able to go and buy insurance for your mother so she does not have to have a brain tumor or anything like that.
I'm not going to get that.
You're not going to get that.
All right, let's take a break here. We have Larry Grover, Jack Armstrong on the line with us as well as we talk about the Obamacare. Because to me, that's what the argument is, you know.
It's not about the government shutdown.
The government, whatever. The government's going to shut down. The government doesn't get shut down. That's the result. Who cares? I do care. But these clowns talking about a government getting shut down, what they ought to be talking about is, you know... smacking some people into shape and not allowing their ideology, especially when it's a done deal, man. When it's a done deal, these cats want to argue this thing all the way on down the line. So absolutely aghast, agog, and freaked out by health insurance, by the idea of national health care. So freaked out they are by this that they are willing to continue talking about it morning, noon, and night. Every day of the week, you know, 12 hours a day, even though you've got this law that's been passed until Obama is no longer president. And then, of course, the next president, if he still has this Affordable Care Act in place, they're going to be bugging him until finally all these cats just die. And in about 50 years, it'll be a curiosity in the history books that there were people fighting to the death over the idea of national health care. It would be kind of like the way... maybe the way we view... I don't want to bring up any kind of issue that's going to piss anybody off.
Yeah, like slavery.
Slavery.
That's, well...
All right, well, let's not be too extreme. But yeah, it would be kind of like the way this generation might look back on a political argument. How about trusts? How about trust busting?
What?
What do you mean by that?
The idea that Teddy Roosevelt wanted to break up the trusts. He didn't want companies owning lots and lots of other companies. That there was... Well, actually, we have those now, don't we?
Yeah, it's called the Clear Channel. Yeah, the Clear Channel.
Okay, great. Anyway, we'll be back here on a world-famous Phil Hendry show. You guys had to bring up my business. You had to bring up something from my business. All right, we'll be back here, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. Let me tell you also, coming up on Saturday, starting at 4 o'clock, we're at the L.A. Podcast Festival. Bobby Dooley is going to be with me, huh?
You have to escort Bobby Dooley. Oh, I can't wait.
Bobby Dooley will be with me at the L.A. That's not going to be on the air. That's going to be a podcast, so you have to be tuned into our podcast to hear that one. World famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. We'll be right back. Welcome back here to the world famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. So I guess the discussion now has devolved to this. For those of you that are opposed to Obamacare, but you don't have insurance, if your penis was severed by your wife, would you, you know, go ahead and accept free medical care at the hospital? Then, yeah. Welcome back here. Sorry, Larry, I don't mean to be making fun of you, but that seems to be where we're at right now.
No,
No, we're not there. You're the guy that brought this up. You're the one that thought that this was a kind of a funny way to go, but I don't think it's funny at all. I think that you've got a lot of Americans that cannot afford this and that are going to be, they're going to be flat out of luck when this thing, when the full weight of this thing becomes law.
But, I mean, it is an interesting point. Jack Armstrong joining us here from Minneapolis on the Newsmaker line. Jack, don't you think that, like everything else, politics is a local thing, as they say. Politics comes down to how it affects you, me, the individual. Don't you think that when push comes to shove, even the most ideologic opponent of national health care or the Affordable Health Care Act, sooner or later those guys will come around if it's a medical service that they need?
Oh, there's no question in my mind, Phil, no question at all. And I think, Larry, if Larry was being honest, you can talk all you want like a conservative, like a Tea Party, till the cows come home, you know, and talk about this and that and this and that. But when, you know, when push comes to shove...
What do you mean when the cows come home? What's that mean?
I mean, it's the same when the cows come home, you know.
Well, you see, here's the thing. These guys who claim to be liberals... And they use this cows come home, which I think a lot of, you know, women would take offense to.
Oh, Larry, this has got nothing to do with women.
Let me have the phone, Larry. Uh-oh. It's got nothing to do with women. Cows come home is an old...
It's an old saying.
Boy, oh boy, you're something else, Grover, you know that?
I'm something else, huh? Here you are, you call yourself an American, and you've got an accent, man. When I find out...
Hey, listen, let me tell you something, my friend. I'm an American like you are American, like everybody is an American. That's the most important thing.
That's the most important. You sound like you come from...
I sound like what? You sound like you come from hunger, man. Strictly from hunger.
All right. I'll say it again. If you want to argue health care based upon whether your penis has been severed, you can do that all the live long day, my friend.
Or is, until the cows come home?
The who comes home? What is he talking about?
Cows come home, man. You've never heard that phrase before.
No, I have not. I find it offensive.
God, I'm more of an American than you because that's an American saying.
You know, I refuse to believe this guy's an American. He's got an accent as thick. You could cut that with... You could cut it with butter. Not with butter. You could cut it with a...
You could cut it with a knife? That's how thick it is?
You could cut... What?
Hey, Phil, can I just make a point?
Go ahead.
I had some things I wanted to say.
Yeah, but while you're thinking about how you want to say it, I want to say this to Phil. I think you brought up a very good point tonight, Phil. I think it's an important point to make. This Affordable Health Care Act is something that the Tea Party is opposed to unless these guys wake up in the middle of the night and Lorena Bobbitt is standing over them with a knife. Then all bets are off.
If this is the biggest argument you got for affordable health care, friend, you're going to be... You're in big, big trouble, okay?
Yeah, but, you know, it is the point if it's medical service that you need.
Yeah, and I think that... Forget about whether it's Lorena Bobbitt, okay?
Didn't I just tell you guys that my mother, I'll let mother die, okay, rather than have affordable health care?
And, Larry, if that's something you really mean, my friend, then I feel bad for your mother, I feel bad for you, that you would let your mother die... rather than to have the affordable health care.
Because I don't want to rob the American taxpayer and I don't want to rob the American people of the hard-earned money that they have earned in a very hard way. In a very hard way, the money they earned, okay?
You don't want to rob the American taxpayer, but you let your mother rot just to die and to rot?
I didn't say rot, did I, okay?
Well, what about a funeral? I mean... You know, we can get as silly as you want to. Who's going to pay for a funeral, you know?
I'm not going to let mother rot, if that's what you're talking about.
You would let her die, though.
If I couldn't afford health insurance...
What about throwing yourself on the mercy of the hospital and...
No. I'm not going to do what a lot of... And you took exception to this, Phil, but that's exactly what a lot of these immigrants and this Mr. Armstrong... I'm not saying anything, but I'll bet when your people first came to this country...
No, sir, my father was a doctor himself, okay? So we never had to go to the emergency room and throw ourselves on the mercy of anything. We always could afford the health care, okay?
All right, and did your father treat a lot of people that were not insured?
Of course he did. That's my father treated a lot of people, and they were not all immigrants either. A lot of them were Americans that could not afford the hell. My father did that all the time. And I'll tell you something else, my friend. My father didn't go to a taxpayer to get the money. He didn't go to anybody. Sometimes he had to just take the loss, you know?
Well, your father was a good man, and I you know, I can only hope and pray that there's a guy like him out there someday. If Mother is ready to die, well...
I want to say something, since everyone's talking about me dying, Phil.
Go ahead, Gloria.
Gloria, by the way, it's just Jack Armstrong. Gloria, how are you?
I'm fine, Jack. I'm, you know, I love my son, and when you come on the program, you give him up. He gets very upset, so I don't want to encourage you. I want to say that Larry is a good boy. Now, if he's going to let me die, then I can tell you, Larry, that I'll come back and haunt you to the point that I would sit on the edge of the bed one night and you'd wake up and see it and you'd scream and never stop screaming.
You're right.
That's exactly what'll happen, Larry.
You hear what she said? You hear what she said?
Yes, sure.
All right, thank you very much. So she's going to come back and haunt your ass, Larry. If I were you, I would take that very, very seriously. I would not allow that to... I would not allow the night to pass without garlic or something, man. Mother's going to come back and haunt your ass. We'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com, 855-500-7445. We're online at philhenryshow.com. Get a backstage pass. And we'll be right back after these commercials and stuff and news and stuff like that.